This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The interest rate setter-in-chief, the Federal Reserve's Jerome Powell, will be on the hot seat again today with testimony going from the House yesterday to now the Senate Banking Committee. The lives of essentially every woman, man, child, and pet in America are affected by what Powell and his team does. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
One of the big questions Fed Chair Powell is expected to face in the Senate today, when will the Fed cut interest rates? Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is on the banking committee. She was one of a group of Democrats who sent a letter to Powell earlier this year. It said rate hikes have aggravated the housing crisis and asked the Fed to reverse them. One of the first questions Powell got yesterday was on the timing of a rate cut.
We think because of the strength in the economy and the strength in the labor market and the progress we've made, we can approach that step carefully and thoughtfully and with greater confidence. And when we reach that confidence, the expectation is we will do so sometime this year.
But Powell would not be pinned down on exactly when. First, he wants to see inflation steadily cooling toward the Fed's 2% target. The chair was also asked if he thinks there will be a recession. He said there's no reason to expect one.
We'll see continued growth at a solid pace. I will say, so there's no evidence or no reason to think that the U.S. economy is in or in some kind of short-term risk of falling into recession.
Powell said it is possible we could have a soft landing where the Fed's interest rate hikes are just enough to slow the economy and cool inflation without causing a recession. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.